We'd like to share with you from the book of Jonah, first chapter, the first through the third verses. Then I'll read chapter 3 of Jonah, verses 1 and 2, and supporting text coming from Romans chapter 8, verse 28. The Bible reads, "Now the word of the Lord came unto Jonah, the son of Amittai, saying, Arise and go to Nineveh, that great city, and cry against it, for their wickedness is come before me. But Jonah rose up to flee unto Tarshish from the presence of the Lord, and went down to Joppa, and he found a ship going to Tarshish. So he paid the fare thereof, and went down into it to go with them unto Tarshish from the presence of the Lord." Chapter 3, 1 and 2. And the word of the Lord came unto Jonah the second time, saying, "Arise, go unto Nineveh, that great city, and preach unto it the preaching that I bid thee." Romans 8, 28. "And we know that all things work together for good to them that love God, to them who are the called according to his purpose." On the basis of those verses, we'd like to propose a question to you this morning. Are you willing to fulfill God's purpose? Are you willing to fulfill God's purpose? Hallelujah, hallelujah. Whatever you do for the Lord, you ought to do it in the best way that you know how. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah. Sometimes you got to do it till you feel it. And when you feel it, don't make no difference whether nobody else feel it or not. If you know that blood is working in you this morning, and the Lord God made a way out of no way for you, then you owe God a hallelujah praise this morning. I'm so glad the blood's here works. Hallelujah. God is not dead. I say God is not dead. Where are the living saints at this morning? Where are those that come to praise God this morning? Where are those that want to make the devil out of a lie this morning? How many know God is a way maker? Hallelujah! Yes, sir. I don't know about you, but I got my mind made up that blood gonna work. And there's no end to the blood. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus. I thank God for this fiery choir this morning. Charles threw a little twist in on them this morning. Hallelujah. That's why it pays when you got a director. You got to pay attention. Hallelujah, Jesus. It worked too. Hallelujah, Jesus. Got all about my back was hurt. Hallelujah, Jesus. God is good this morning. And we owe God a praise. We owe God a praise this morning. Hallelujah to the name of Jesus. You don't know how good it feels to be standing right here, right now. Hallelujah. I thank God for being able to come to the house of God. But sitting back looking on it, it's all right. Hallelujah, Jesus. And every preacher need to be preached to. But when you hear preaching, you want to preach. I told Brother Darrell and Brother Herbert last week, I said, if it's not but 10 or 15 minutes, I'm going to do something next week. So I claimed this last week. Hallelujah. You got to trust God. You got to trust God. You ask him for something, he'll let you do it. Hallelujah. And I thank him for it this morning. Hallelujah to the name of Jesus. We come this morning in the spirit of Christ and in the spirit of holiness to do what God has commissioned us to do. And we propose a question to you this morning for, I found out that we got to realize that all of us have purpose in our lives. The question this morning is, are you willing to fulfill God's purpose? See, we don't have a problem doing what we want to do when we want to do it. But what about when it comes to the things that God wants us to do? It is God that has blessed us. It is God that has allowed us the strength and the mindset that even on a cloudy Sunday morning, still press our way to the house of God and assemble ourselves in this household of worship to know that we serve a God that is merciful. We serve a God that is good this morning, a God that is all loving, and a God that has a desire to bless us. And it is the Lord's desire this morning that we would prosper and that we would have life more abundantly. It is the spirit and the desire of God that we love one another and that we treat one another right. And we ought to have a mind this morning to thank God for all of his many blessings. See, I don't know about you, but there are more blessings that come than just materialistic things. It's all right to have possessions, but they are just possessions. But when you got your health and your strength, when you got your eyesight and you got the be able to use your limbs like you want to, that's a lot to give God praise for. You ever take the time to look around and realize that there are some folk that can't do what you do? There are some folk that don't know God like you know God. And, you know, I thank God even for the other song that they sang, everybody ought to know the Lord. If you don't know the Lord, if you deal with an individual that don't know God, then you got to let your God in you show up so that somebody might see a little bit of Jesus in you this morning. It's been said on one occasion that we sometimes find someone saying, I don't know what you come to do, but I come to praise the presence of a mighty God. I come this morning to give God thanks. I come to lift up the mighty name of Jesus. We all have our own reason for being, and we got our own reason why we came into the house of God this morning. Then I thank God that there were those that come for the intent purpose of giving God praise. Choir members come this morning because they realize that I'm going to serve God this morning. I come to give him my lips. I come to open up my mouth. I come to sing praises unto his holy name. We've seen and we've heard that we have a deacon that loves God enough that will put the job aside just for a little while and let the people of God know that my allegiance go to the power of a loving God. And so you take the time out to let God know whose side that you're on this morning. We got to know that we all got a reason of being here. We ought to be willing this morning to let his spirit manifest itself in us. You can't do anything without the power of God. I read in my Bible that I could not move. I could not even have my beings if it was not for God. We heard the choir sing about the blood of Jesus, and the blood still works. That blood working in you this morning. Don't you know that's where your blood come from? You were nothing but dust in the ground, and God breathed into your nostrils the breath of life and allowed his blood to flow in your mighty veins. There's some folk in here that don't mind when they have a blood drive to give up a little bit of that blood to help somebody else. But then we got a whole lot of other folk that are going to hold on to what you got. Am I talking to anybody in here? I don't care how many blood wagons come along, you're not giving up none unless you got to give it up. Young people, we realize that when we saw the blood come out of our bodies, we began to get excited, and sometimes we got scared. We got used to bleeding because you stump your toe and it'll bleed a little while, but if you ever get something and it bleed too long, it won't take long to run and tell mama, I can't get this bleeding to stop. Nobody want to bleed too long, but when you think about the blood that was shed on Calvary's Hill, when you think about that, there's still power in that blood. Oh, I thank God because my blood is his blood. He gave me that blood this morning, and I found out that we got to understand that God has something for every one of us to do. King Solomon teaches us in Ecclesiastes 3:1, to everything There's a season, a time to every purpose under the heaven. We have purpose this morning. Every day is not your day. But you ought to have a day that you can call your day. See, I thank God for the fact that God gives us a reason of being. And I'm glad to share this morning that I came on commission from a mighty God. To share with my brothers and sisters this morning, to look upon your faces one more time, to give God praise for the things that he has done. There are many of us in here that have been just like myself, that have been what we call laid on the bed of affliction. And I don't know about you, but I'm so tired of that house, I don't know what to do. Isn't it good to get on the outside sometimes? Good to feel God's sunshine and the beam of his rays to touch your body and to let you know that the birds are still tweeting and everything is still going on out in the world. But I come with a question. Are you willing to fulfill God's purpose? Now, whatever that purpose may be, you got to understand that you got to be willing to do what the Lord God would have you to do. Then you got to understand that there are times that obstacles are going to get in your way. There are times when you get in your own way. There are times when you are somewhat hard-headed and you're stiff-necked and you hear God speaking, but you don't really agree with what God is telling you to do right then. So you begin to question God. Is there anybody in here that ever questioned God? You know those times when you had all against your brother and that small, still voice said, it's time to let it go. It's time to go and make amends. And you get so stubborn, you get to be remembering the things that have gone on and you just don't want to let it go. There's some folk that's carrying some grudges this morning. It ought to pick it up and throw it down and let it go. Forget about what happened last year. Forget about what happened 10 years ago. Oh, yeah, they called you out there, your name. They said everything that wasn't good about you, but it didn't make you be no less than you are. Everybody's not going to like you. Everybody don't love you. I don't care how many times we declare, God said, love ye one another. Somebody hates your guts this morning. But don't let that hate stop you from being who God would have you to be. Anybody know that if you learn how to treat one another right, if you learn how to do what God say do, then you won't have to worry about what they say. I get tired of what they say. People love to run and tell you what they say. But then when you ask them who are they don't want to tell you who they are because you say, you know how it is. I don't want to get in the middle of it. Well, why did you bring the bone in the first place? You don't want to get involved in it. Keep your mouth shut. Sometimes you got to hear and don't hear. Sometimes you got to hear, and even though you heard it already, act like you hadn't even heard it before. Any of those folk in here? You know how it is sometimes. You already done got some news. Somebody done pulled your ear. And then when somebody come to tell you, you act like you surprised. I found out that folk can't surprise me no more. There's a whole lot of folk that a smile in your face and still stab you in your back. Then there's some folk out there, don't get it wrong, there's some folk out there that don't never speak to you, but if you're down and out, they'll come and lend you a helping hand. So don't always judge the book by the cover and then stop going on what they say. Know what your purpose is. A purpose. Purpose means the reason for which something is done or created or for which something exists. Purpose is intent. You got to have an intent to do something. And in order to fulfill the purpose that God has for us, it takes willingness, it takes obedience, and sometimes it takes discipline. There are times when we don't want to do what God say do. But because he is such a great God, God has a way of being patient with us. God knows that there are some things that are going on in our lives, and there are times when we feel like that we just can't quite get it together. But Paul said that, and we know that all things work together for the good to them that love God, to them who are called according to his purpose. You see, when you are doing your thing, or you are working out what you feel like ought to be done, you know how we see a guy, and I'm going to move along, but we see a guy, some of those knockers on the door, that the Lord told me to tell you this. But now, is that really your purpose? Did God really tell you to do it, or just cross your mind and you use God as a way to get in the door? There are some folk that are using God this morning. But if you don't use God because of what he wants you to do, how many of you know it can backfire on you? Well, I like where Paul says it here, and we know. Do you know that all things will work together for your good? Your bad days are going to turn into some good days. Your trials and your tribulations, they are to be expected. But Jesus said, be of good cheer. I've already overcome the world. You're going to have some bad days. You're going to go through some things. But how many of you know it's power in going through? You got to know that there comes a time. You got to know that God has a plan for your life. Jeremiah puts it like this, for I know the thoughts or the plans that I have for you, said the Lord. Thoughts of peace and not of evil. Thoughts to give you an expected end. God knows what the outcome is going to be. You know, sometimes when we start to say, while you are trying to figure it out, God has already worked it out. While you're praying about a situation and you said, just pray and wait on God. While you're waiting on God, you got to know that God will come and he already know the expected end. God already knows what's going to be the outcome, and he will always do what is good. I don't care how many times you get contrary. How many times you say that somebody wants me to do this or God wants me to do that, but you got to do what the Lord God say do. I just stopped by Fowl's Chapel one more time. Tell you about a man by the name of Jonah. Bible said this man of Jonah, he had a commission from God. God said unto Jonah, he said, go to that great city of Nineveh. He said, I want you to cry against it because their wickedness has come up before me. In other words, I'm looking out and I see the people of God and they're not doing the right thing. They are wicked and they got evil in their minds and they got evil in their hearts. And Jonah, I want you to go out there and I want you to talk to the people. I want you to tell the people about who God really is. Well, now Jonah had his own mind. The Bible declared that Jonah rose up to flee from the presence of the Lord. Don't you know you can't do God's purpose if you run in the other direction? Bible declared that Jonah got him some fare. He got him a ticket to get on the ship. For he found the ship that was on the way to Tarshish. And Jonah realized that I got to get out of here because I don't want to do what the Lord told me to do. But the Bible said the Lord came out and he got there when the ship was going across the sea. And all of a sudden the wind began to blow and the storm began to rage and the ship began to toss and to turn. And Jonah began to realize something is going on around here. I just want to let you know that when you don't do what God say do, you can run, but you cannot hide. See, Jonah realized that there's something going on, and the mariners on the ship realized that I want to know where did the storm come from. It was a beautiful day, and we were sailing and had calm sailing. But all of a sudden, everything is gone haywire. All of a sudden, we can't keep the ship from reeling and a-rocking. But I want to let you know that I don't care how deep down in the ship Jonah got. For the Bible declared that he went down to the bottom of the ship. And he found himself laying down there, and the mariners began to talk to themselves, why is this come upon us? Then they realized and found out that there's a man down in the lower part of the ship. They began to face Jonah one-on-one and said, Jonah, what kind of man are you? Who are you anyway? Jonah say, I'm a Hebrew and I'm a child of a mighty God. And the God that I serve, he's upset with me right now. God told me to do one thing and I changed my mind and did what I wanted to do. Well, the people began to look at him and they began to say, you know, that God that you serve is a mighty God. Bible declares here that every one of them began to realize that we got to get rid of Jonah. Jonah began to say, well, all you got to do is just throw me overboard. But now the men looked and they didn't want innocent blood on their hands. They say, we'd like to throw you overboard, but we're going to do the very best we can. So they began to reel and rock. They began to row as hard as they could row. But when the Lord God got something in mind, you can't change what God got going on. They realized that all of our work is being in vain. So I found out that they threw Jonah overboard. Now, when they threw Jonah overboard, the Bible declared that God already had preparation. The Bible declared there was a big fish waiting on Jonah. Jonah got there in the fish and he laid in the bed of the belly of the fish for 3 days and for 3 nights. But how many of you know when you get down and out, when you get to face the reality of what you brought on yourself, you begin to open up your mouth and you talk to the power of God. See, here Jonah, he is down in the depths of the fish's belly. And all of a sudden, the Bible declared that Jonah began to talk to God. Jonah said, God, you throw me down here in the dark. I'm surrounded and I don't know how I'm going to get out. But I know you are merciful, God. I know you're a God of all salvation. And I just stopped by to tell somebody that if you trust the power of a loving God, God will do what nobody else can do. Look at old Jonah laying down in the fish of the belly. But when Jonah opened up his mouth to pray to the power of God, God said, I'll make a way out of no way. But Jonah began to come up and the fish came up to the surface. He vomited Jonah out on dry land. Jonah realized that I've been saved by the power of God. And I realized that I had to do it for a purpose. Are you willing this morning to fulfill God's purpose? Well, now here I see Jonah on the land now. Jonah realized that I got out of the fish's belly. I only got out because I called on the name of the Lord. Is there anybody in the house this morning? Anybody covered up in despair? Anybody going through trials or tribulation? Anybody got too much burdens on their shoulders? I want to let you know you can let it off right now. All you got to do is call on the name of the Lord. And when God called on the name of the Lord, Jonah realized that the Lord was right there. The Lord God gave Jonah another chance. For the Bible says that the Lord God came to Jonah the second time. Said, I want you to go and do what I told you to do. Go to the city of Nineveh. I want you to preach the word that I told you to preach. I want you to open up your mouth. Tell the people of God that they got 40 days to get their house in order. They got 40 days to make things right. And if they don't get things right, I'm going to just overthrow the city. I'm going to destroy everybody in the city. But when you do what the Lord God say do, God will make a way out of no way. I believe that the people of God, you see, Jonah had a 3-day journey in the city. On the first day when he got inside the gate, he began to declare the word of the Lord. I see old Jonah right now saying, the Lord God sent me to tell you something. The Lord God said, you better get your house in order. The Lord God said, you better get your life right. For in 40 days, he's going to overthrow the city. The people began to hear what thus said the Lord. And they began to feel sorry down on the inside. The Bible declared that they began to repent. They began to say, oh, Lord, I'm sorry, but I want to let you know when the Lord gets ready, even those in high places, even though they got all of the authority. For the Bible said the king of the land said, I hear what you're saying, Jonah, and I'm going to do what you told us to do. I'm going to take off my beautiful robe. I'm going to put on my sackcloth. I'm going to sit down in the ashes and I'm going to let everybody know that I got a decree that can't nobody eat nothing.
Don't feed your animals. Don't feed the beasts of the land. But everybody got to go into a fast. We got to push ourselves away from the table. We got to look up to the hills from where all of our help come from. And we got to know that God is right there by our side. We got to do what the Lord God say do. The Bible declares that after they did what the Lord said do, and after they repented of their sins, then God came and God showed mercy. And he said, I'm not going to destroy the land. Everything is going to be all right. But you know, when you are not really willing, you still got to do what the Lord God said do. Even after turning his back on God, God gave him a second chance. But you know, if God throw you overboard, put you in darkness for 3 long days and 3 long nights, that's enough to get your attention. That's enough to make you realize that I got to do what the Lord God say do. So now, we are not Jonahs in here, but all of us got a purpose in life. Are you willing this morning to fulfill God's purpose for your life? Jonah was able to tell them that they had 40 days. But for us, it could be today. It could be tonight. No man knows the day nor the hour when God is going to appear and we have to stand before the judge. Will you be able to say, I did what the Lord God told me to do? See, I'm here in fulfillment this morning for God's purpose for my life. But I can't speak for you. You got to speak for yourself. And don't you know, if you read that last chapter of Jonah, Jonah got mad because the people changed their wicked ways. Some folk don't want you to do right. Some folk don't want you to get saved. They may even come and run and tell you that the Lord will make a way, but they don't really want you to get on the Lord's side. They just feel like, I'm going to tell you what I feel like I ought to tell you, but inwardly, they are hoping and praying that you stay in the rut that you're in. But God is not like that. God wants us to fulfill the purpose he has for our life. For every day and everything, there is a season, a time, and a purpose. Are you willing this morning to fulfill God's purpose for your life?